Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 6 cents at 5.25, September wheat down 0.75 cents at 6.21 1/2, and November beans down 14 cents at 13.14 1/4. Export sales will be released tomorrow, not today due to the 4th of July holiday, but we did sell 122,000 metric tons of meal to Mexico this morning. CONAB says their corn crop has gone from 96 to 93 million metric tons, which is pretty much as expected around the world out here. I don't think that's a big surprise at all. We've got crude oil down another 34 a barrel. We've got the dollar down 30 ticks, but we're still way too high, 92.35. Rain makes grain, which is why we push this thing lower. The beans overnight broke 28 cents off their highs. The corn broke 15 off its highs. So the rains moved in and we started to break. It looks like we've got fairly good rains between, for the next week, depending on where people are at. Now, these aren't soaking rains, but they're rains. And, you know, we keep getting these little amounts of rains. The temperatures aren't terribly hot until probably about 10 days out. Then we start to get a little warmer and drier. But in the meantime, we're getting rain when we need it, and the market has taken this as a negative, and down we went. Oil gave back the penny it made yesterday. It was down $1.05 overnight. Meal was down another buck. So again, I just don't see anything positive out here. We've got corn and beans all under the June 30th close, under the Tuesday night close. So I don't really see anything positive out here. Technically, fundamentally, any way you want to look at this. Now, we've got the report on Monday. Funds are still long 200,000 contracts of corn, 90,000 beans, probably 50, 60,000 oil, 30, 40,000 meal, somewhere in that range. But, do they want to bail out here in the next 2 or 3 days before the reports? That remains to be seen. Yesterday, they didn't want to bail out of beans. They actually bought beans, but today they might want to sell them out again. So, I don't see anything friendly in the reports. I think they're going to keep yields pretty much the same. I think they're going to show the increase in corn acres, and then we'll see what they're going to do with spring wheat, but that's got to be a low number, very low number in my opinion. Again, I think Minneapolis can gain on Chicago, and it could be really a tale of two very different cities out there. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.